Time now for Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on how our county government is working to make your county what we all want it to be.
Well, you've got to see it to believe it, but Ebenezer Park has never looked as good as it does now. You just completed a large expansion project, Pat Morrison?
Yes, it was about a $4.6 million project, and we finished up probably a couple months ago, and it's really, really special.
Now, we've talked about the circular pier here. We've talked about the expanded swimming area, the basketball court, the volleyball court. But let's talk about what's changed for the boaters.
So we redesigned the boat parking lot to where there's slanted spots instead of straight spots, easier to maneuver in and out of. We also added some boat slips because a lot of our congestion is around the boat ramps. So it allows for extra parking for boaters while they're loading and unloading.
How about those kayakers and canoers?
You'll be real excited. We added a kayak and canoe launch paddleboard. That's become very popular. But we have a platform where you can set your kayak into the water, safely get in and out of it. It's away from the boating area, so you know it's safe in a lot of regards.
Safe way to get in the kayak without tipping it over.
Absolutely. I've experienced that, and I'm sure others have as well. It's not a fun day when you start in the water instead of in your kayak.
Let's tell them again about parking, because even though you expanded it, it is a question about the volume of activity out here.
That's correct. We're already experiencing a larger volume of traffic with the new improvements, and we have 64 boating slots and 182 car spots and 6 ADA spots. So once those are full, we will unfortunately have to turn people away. It's not something we want to do, but you know, you can only park as many people as you have for spaces.
So if you come in Ebenezer Park, get here and get early. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Manny.
To hear a replay of shows, go online to WRHI.com. Your County on the Move, a weekly program series on the county government's effort to meet the challenges of a rapidly growing population.